We are learning Maseches Chulin Daf Samach Zayin Amud Aleph. We are starting 60% down the Amud. The first words on the line are Ani Charitzim V'Itzim, and the line Hey Sosom V'Hey Meforish. We have a pasuk that says two psukim. It's really three psukim in the parasha of fish. One pasuk says Ezeh Toichlu Mekol Asher B'Mayim. These you should eat anything in the water. Kol Asher Lo Yisnapir V'Kas Keses. Anyone that has fins and scales B'Mayim. Those you should eat. The next part says, "B'chol she'ein lo yisnap v'kaskas says b'yam uvenecholim mekol sheret savayim mekol nefesh achaya sher b'mayim sheket same lechem." And the next pasuk says that you should not eat it. It says, and the next pasuk after that, which is pasuk Yud Aleph, which I don't have in my Gemara here to read it by heart, but the pasuk basically says lo yisachelu, you should not eat it. The ones that don't have snap v'kaskas says, and the Gemara says that one of these two psukim says mefurish that kalim don't have the halachas of fins and scales, and the other pasuk is a sasum. It's not clear. Now, where do you see the pasuk in the back kalim? The answer is because the pasuk says by yamim v'necholim that you find fish. Yamim are oceans, necholim are streams, like a lake or a river would be called necholim also. So the streams and the rivers and the oceans, though in there you need to have a simanim on the fish. Masha'inkein, if you find it in kalim, you find it in a utensil, and the fish is created there, there's some eggs there, and those turn to fish in the water, those are do not need fins and scales. If we let it drink from the bar without roaring, you might drink a bug or drink a insect. It's not a problem. It doesn't have to have the kosher simanim, the kosher simanim. One of these pesukim are mafurish, and one of them is not mafurish. Now, which one's which? So the Gemara really before said that you need both pesukim to tell us that kalim are fine. Why? Because if you just had the one pasuk, you could say, Yam menecholim, fins and scales help. Maybe in kalim, fins and scales don't even help. So if you know the next pasuk, again, Yam menecholim, that there you don't eat it. But everywhere else you could eat it. Kalim, you could eat it. That's the Gemara said before. Now I want to know which one's sasum and which is first. Which pasuk is sasum and which is first? Hey, sasum, hey, first. We're starting 60% down the Dalmud. The first word in line is Ani charitzim v'nitzim, end of that line. Hey, sasum, hey, first. Which of these two pesukim is the mafurish? Which is the sasum? Pligibar of Achav Ravina. Charama yesh loy mefurish. The first pasuk Tess is the one that's mefurish to exclude kalim. We'll explain this in a second. So one says that yesh loy mefurish ve'ein loy sasum. The one that ein loy is a sasum. Charama ein loy mefurish ve'yesh loy sasum. My time with the man diyama yesh loy mefurish. Why is one pasuk mefurish and one other pasuk? Both of them say yam and nechalim. So my time with the man diyama are yesh loy mefurish. Omalach minehu de komish through kalim. From here, you know the heter kalim. So Rashi explains, what are you talking about? Why is this more heter kalim or the one? So Rashi explains that the words bayamim uvenecholim are very close to the word oisim techelu in the first pasuk. It says, asher lo yisnapir v'kaskas says bamayim bayamim uvenecholim oisim techelu. And oisim is a mir. Oisim techelu. Dafka bayam uvenecholim, it needs simonim. Mashek and kalim don't need simonim. Since it's very close to it, that's the mafurish. On the next pasuk, it doesn't say lo yisachelu anywhere close to the word yamim uvenecholim. It says in the pasuk, bayamim uvenecholim, it calls sheretz hamayim. Sheretz hamayim says afterwards. Mokol nefesh chayah shem ma'ayim, again ma'ayim, sheket seim lechem, and afterwards says lo yisachelu. So the word lo yisachelu is very much removed from the words yam necholim. Therefore, who said that the lo yisachelu is dafka and yam necholim? Maybe it's anything but ma'ayim. So therefore, the first pasuk is moma first fides mandiyama. Why? Because it's next to the words yam and necholim. What's on the mandiyama? My time, the mandiyama ain't lo mefurish. So tomorrow, the hayud gmucha heich. If you just said the first pasuk, I mean, but kalim, after the isle, even if it has some on him, you don't eat it. Fakert, the means mochamer. So namilay seichel. Therefore, we need a second pasuk to megala to us that the whole reason why we're saying it's mutz only because the second pasuk. Therefore, that's the one considered more mafurish. So we had one was sasim, one was mafurish. He holds the second one was more mafurish than the first one. And this is a drasha now. Song of Avambeis. The one was sasim, one was mafurish. The first one said which one's which. Very good shema. Zot Gemara Vayta, a new Gemara now. Also about insects that are found inside liquids or inside vegetables, but same sugi, but different sugi, nothing to do with yam necholim anymore. Now, we learned a bunch of times already that something that's created in the water or something that's created in a vegetable, that's talus for sure, those things are not called asheret al aretz, and by fish also we have a pasuk with yam necholim, that these things do not have to have any samadhi kashas, and you'll have to eat them. So like this, if you have, let's say, insects that create themselves in a beer, it's not a problem. You'll have to drink it. But lamaisa, the derech was that they used to sift the beer because they don't want to eat any bad stuff, even twigs and other things as well. They don't eat anything from, they used to sift it. And once they sift it and the insect comes out of the sheikhar, now already it was outside the sheikhar. Now if it falls back in, avada, you can't eat it. It's only if it never came out. Once it came out, it's fine. So now, the way they sifted the sheikhar was not through a regular sifter because it was too thick to go through a regular sifter. They used a bunch of twigs. They took a bunch of twigs, like made like a basket, a very good, close together, the holes are very close together in the basket. And you poured a sheikhar in there and it went, dripped through, and all the junk stayed on top. So he says, Amar Rav Huna, lo lishvi in a shikhra b'tziviyasa v'orta. Don't do this at night. Why? Dilma parush le'el m'tziviyasa. Maybe at night, one of the worms or insects will land up on top and then it'll fall back into the sheikhar. V'hod enough l'kasa. V'hava oivir m'shem sheretz ha-sheretz al-aretz. You'll be oivir for the issa of sheretz ha-sheretz al-aretz because now it already came out. Once it came out, you're worried about this. So don't never do this at night because maybe you're going to cause a separation of the insects from the sheikhar and it'll fall back in and you'll never know the difference. And now you'll be eating chas v'shalom insects. Freit the Gemara, Yachi, every time you have a keli with a sheikhar in it, you shouldn't drink from it the next day. Why? Because maybe while you weren't looking, the sheretz climbed up outside above the water level inside the keli and went back down. So it's a sheretz, sheretz, ours. So what do you gain? Yachi, b'mananami. So don't parcel dafna the mana of the nafel. Maybe it went up the wall and fell back in. No, had nafel mana fell back into the keli. So tomorrow, hasam hainu rabise means that's very normal. That's part of its life cycle. That it goes up and down inside the keli. It's still not going sharet al aretz. It's still part of its way. It's coming alive. It's going walking around its own habitat, which is the keli, and therefore that's not called being perish al aretz. So Hainer Rabbis, now who's such a thing Hainer Rabbis? I'm not Tamra. Talmud and Rabbis, so Menayin LeRabbis, this is the Gemara we learned before. Menayin LeRabbis, Boris Shichin Amara, it's a Sheikh of Sheikh Simahem. How do you know you're allowed to dip your head into the bar and drink from it? You don't have to worry about any insects. Vein Nimna. Talmud Loimar, the Pasuk says, Toichlu B'Kosh Amayim. And Toichlu B'Kosh Amayim was that extra Pasuk Toichlu that we had in the first Pasuk as Zed Toichlu. And at the end, Teichelu. And that teaches us not only are Kalim fine, but even Boris Shechem Boris are fine. Like we learned the Gemara of Arichas before, that maybe you think only Kalim gets this heter. But maybe Boris Shechem Boris do not get this heter. Even though it's stationary, similar to Kalim, but maybe Lamai said it's not on a Kalim, it's Allah Aretz. Maybe you learned that a Yam and a Chalim. Like, no, the extra word Teichelu teaches us that Boris Shechem Boris are like Kalim. So it says in the Pal Teichlu. Now, Valeichosh, Duma Parish Ludafna, the Ruffle. Had he ever let it bend down into a bar and drink from it, maybe it climbed down and went back in. Teres is Elhan Rabise. That's part of its way it grows up. Hakanam and Rabise, that's the way it lives. That's part of its way it's living. It didn't leave its habitat yet. And therefore, that's called still not Sharat or Sharat al Aretz. Omle Rechistel Rav Huna, Rechistel Rav Huna, have a tiny Messiah, have a Bryce that's a riot to you. Now, what is a riot? So, Rabbeinu Gershom says, "Mada amris ki parush l'tzivi v'had anafel yes by mishum sharet sharet aretz tayim sayalach." The achas appears from sinan as kriyav sharet. Says, "I have a riot to you. That's something that climbs out of the liquid onto a sifter. That's already k'sid sharet sharet aretz. I'll bring a riot to that. Tayim the sayalach all sharet sharet aretz." Says in the pasuk, "Kol hasharet sharet aretz." And lashon calls coming to marba something. It's coming to marba. Some say it's the word that's never lost. Some to shaketsu is the what the rebu is from. But the rebu is the rebu in this pasuk. The rabbi is yav chushim shesinam. It's coming to marba nets. That nets is type of bug that you sifted. So it's clear that you sifted it. It becomes also it's a right Rav Huna. And the Gemara starts to say time of the sinon. Aloy sinon shari, which we don't need for this raya. But there's some of the Acharonim even ask the kasha. What do we say this for? But time of the sinon aloy sinon shari. So the raya over here is that if something leaves liquid and goes on top of a sifter, that will make it into. That will make the Avchushim to make it also. That's what Huna said, that if you find an insect on top of the twigs, that would make it also. This is a raya to Rav Huna.